Hello, this is Dr. Bill Valenti here to talk about hepatitis B vaccine. I'm an internist and infectious diseases specialist in Rochester, New York, and I'm chair of MISNI's Infectious Diseases Committee. I've been watching hepatitis B for as long as I've been doing infectious diseases, and I remember probably 40 years or more ago now when hepatitis B vaccine was first introduced. And we started to use it in healthcare workers. And the problem at the time was needle sticks in healthcare workers that required a protocol to begin to manage HBV, hepatitis B virus prevention, using injections of immune globulin, et cetera. The vaccine was a real game changer for healthcare workers. And given the onset of employment or to existing healthcare workers, it began to make a huge difference in infection prevention programs that I was involved in at the time and improved employee healthcare worker safety considerably. It's a serious liver infection caused by the hepatitis B virus and the most common serious liver infection in the world. It's spread through exposure to infected body fluids or contaminated blood, as I said, via needle stick. And it's very much, though, a sexually transmitted infection. So I'll describe the hepatitis B vaccine schedule, who qualifies, and the potential to eradicate hepatitis B. Let's talk about eradication. I think it's a realistic goal with continued widespread use of this vaccine. The good news for people in the U.S. is that it is on the schedule of childhood vaccines in the U.S., and the initial vaccine dose is given at birth. So that is prompt action and requires three doses to complete the series, generally at time zero, that's now the first injection, 1 month later, and then 6 months after the first. Initially, most people will respond to the initial vaccine series with antibody levels that are 10 international units or more. For those people who don't respond, it's customary to repeat the series. Now, somebody who develops protective antibody after the initial three-dose series and then loses that antibody or it's no longer measurable on the lab tests are still thought to be protected and do not require any additional doses or boosters to maintain immunity. But in fact, while it may not be measurable, the immune system does respond when challenged with hepatitis B virus in those people. So this is a very effective and important vaccine in terms of public health. So the idea is to do catch-up then in those people who haven't received hepatitis B vaccine as children. Some priorities are dialysis patients, patients with HIV, others with immune system weakness, and men who have sex with men. I think a better approach is to take a more widespread view of this, especially in view of the global effort to eliminate hepatitis B and vaccinate those people who are susceptible with three doses of vaccine, again, at 0, 1, and 6 months. Well, it's actually been around since I can tell you what I was doing when I got the call. It was 40 years, 1980. Even earlier than that, it might have been 70-something. I was mowing the lawn. I had taken the afternoon off, and I was mowing the lawn, and our infection control nurse called me, paged me, with a needle stick. And because the vaccine had been approved, we used the first dose of hepatitis B vaccine on that employee who had the needle sticks. The hepatitis B vaccine, while it was relatively expensive in the beginning, price has come down considerably over the years to make it affordable. And certainly health insurance and Medicaid cover the use of hepatitis B vaccine. So it is widely available and should be affordable to most. The other thing I remember about this is that when, you know, I was young and eager in those days and we ordered hepatitis B, it was a big deal. So I ordered it from our infection control budget to vaccinate healthcare workers and ordered 500 doses. And the rep from Merck manufactured the vaccine said that if you want to get 500, you should order 1,000 because it's in such demand that they're only filling half orders. So I ordered 1,000 doses and they delivered all 1,000 doses and an invoice for $100,000. So when I talked to the guy, the doc who supervised me, he said, well, you've got a problem and you need to get rid of it. So when I called the company to tell them, well, your rep told me to order more than I needed, it fell on deaf ears, so I was about to get fired. Well, I finally arranged with Merck to credit us the $50,000, but I had to give the vaccine away to a worthy health organization and could not use it ourselves. So a colleague of mine who had just come back from Alaska said that the Alaska Health Service would be happy to take the vaccine because hepatitis B is endemic in Native Alaskan, Eskimo people. So he gave me the phone number to call, and I called this guy. He said that they'd be happy to take the vaccine because of the value was, you know, $50,000 in 1977 dollars, that they would send their pharmacist to Rochester to pick it up. And I thought to myself for a second, well, if you're going to send the pharmacist to pick it up, why don't you just give me the airplane ticket and I'll deliver it? And he said, sure. So 2 weeks later, I was in Anchorage. And said, if you deliver the vaccine, you stay here a couple of days and give us some talks about hepatitis B and go out to our clinics and talk to people. So I did. It was a great adventure. So it's turning lemons into lemonade. Yeah, I didn't get fired. What we're trying to do here is prevent hepatitis B infection, a serious illness with jaundice, liver complications, constitutional symptoms, and can be a prolonged recovery. So the idea is to try and prevent that illness. And in a small number of people, people will retain their hepatitis B surface antigen, the infectious part of hepatitis B, develop chronic hepatitis, and a small but measurable percentage of them will develop liver cancer. So in many ways, the hepatitis B vaccine is the first vaccine for cancer. We talk about HPV, human papillomavirus vaccine, as being a vaccine for cancer, and that's certainly true. The hepatitis B vaccine, which was introduced in the mid to late 1970s, is also a vaccine for cancer. So its widespread use will prevent liver cancer and also help eradicate hepatitis B virus. Because what we really want to do here is participate in this global effort to eradicate hepatitis B. Thank you for listening to this podcast.